While you might no longer see hashtag bring back our girls on Twitter or post about Boko Haram on Facebook, that does not mean that the message is not as pertinent now as it was in April of 2014. Boko Haram continues to wreak havoc on Nigeria. The terrorist militant and Islamist movement based in northeast Nigeria controls an area the size of Belgium. They have forced roughly 1.5 million to flee and have killed between an estimated 9,000 and 17,500 people since beginning attacks in 2009. Nigeria is evenly split between its Muslim and Christian populations, but Western media tends to focus on Boko Haram's attacks against Christians, particularly the kidnapping of 276 Christian schoolgirls. While it's important to focus on Boko Haram's impact in Nigeria, it is necessary to explore how politics, religion, and society interact. By doing this, we begin to see the potential effects interfaith dialogue can have on the country and understand the growing concern about instability in the face of Nigeria's upcoming elections.
Boko Haram has been very actively trying to situate itself as the defender of Islam in northern Nigeria, and has on occasion very actively targeted Christians in order to try to ignite the Muslim-Christian divide in order to situate itself as the defender of Islam. But in actuality, at least two-thirds of the deaths in the Boko Haram insurgency are among Muslims. And the insurgency started with a Muslim president in office in Abuja. I think in many ways the anger of Boko Haram is even more focused on other Muslims who they feel, are not living life the way it should be lived.
That was Dr. Darren Q, Chair of the Department of Conflict Resolution, Human Security, and Global Governance at University of Massachusetts Boston. Q believes that Boko Haram has both attempted to target Christians and situate itself in local conflicts between Christians and Muslims. This highlights the underlying religious conflict in Nigeria between the South and the North, the Christian majority and the Muslim majority. Q and colleague Dr. Eben Weitzman, Director of the Graduate Program in Conflict Resolution, Master's and Graduate Certificate, and a Swarthmore alum of the Class of 84, have been working with the Interfaith Media Center in Kaduna, Nigeria, to directly address the underlying religious conflict. According to Weitzman, the project's location is a physical manifestation of the religious divide.
And we're in each of the six sort of major northeast states where there's been a lot of violence. In each of those states, we've identified three flashpoint communities and two model communities. In each of those community, the flashpoint communities and the model communities where the community is already dealing with religious tensions well, taking on a very ambitious program in each of those communities that consists of training community members in dialogue, engaging them in interfaith dialogue, training community members in how to conduct interfaith dialogue, trying to build relationships in those ways.
The Interfaith Mediation Center aims to create a peaceful society through nonviolent and strategic engagements in Nigeria and beyond. The center was established in 1995 by two individuals on opposite sides of the religious divide, Imam Muhammad Ashfa and Pastor James Wuye. Weitzman says that the sworn enemies, who even tried to kill each other, reconciled in the early 1990s after a mutual acquaintance urged them to sit down and simply talk. Their work developed out of their story.
They created this Interfaith Mediation Center, which does much more than mediation. They use the power of their personal narrative, in part, and the transformation they went through to bring others along and to reconsider violent opposition to one another and to forge common bonds. And they're really quite powerful. They're very charismatic. They're deeply devoted to peace and very effective. So our work right now and for the last several years has been very much focused on a partnership with them.
The partnership that Dr. Weitzman is referring to involves working on conflict resolution and democracy building, connecting the Interfaith Mediation Center, IMC, to larger networks of other conflict resolution activists who are working across Nigeria, and aiding in building an innovative early warning system. According to Dr. Q, prevention and dialogue are both main components of the partnership with the IMC.
To help them build an innovative early warning system for which we are working in collaboration with the Massachusetts Office of Public Collaboration, which has a specialty in developing early warning systems, which help IMC better gather data about conflict and peace trends in the areas that they're working, and then take this information back to the communities and have the communities analyze it and decide what sort of local action should be taken. And we're also working with another local partner in Boston, Public Conversations Project, which has a particular expertise in dialogue on issues that are intractable. And so PTP has been working with IMC to expand their dialogue capacity, and they've developed an interesting hybrid model that blends some of IMC's approaches with PTP's work.
With the continuing rise of Boko Haram in Nigeria, attacking both Muslims and Christians, the Interfaith Mediation Center plays a key role in creating interfaith dialogue at the community level.
And we're in each of the six sort of major Northeast states where there's been a lot of violence. In each of those states, we've identified three flashpoint communities and two model communities. In each of those communities, the flashpoint communities and the model communities where the community is already dealing with religious tensions well, taking on a very ambitious program in each of those communities that consists of training community members in dialogue, engaging them in interfaith dialogue, training community members in how to conduct interfaith dialogue, trying to build relationships in those ways.
Dr. Weitzman believes that in addition to working at the community level, the Interfaith Mediation Center emphasizes the importance of coexistence at a national level. Through legislative agenda and hearings, the IMC is moving to change the national culture around hate speech.
Working with leaders in those states, in those communities, particularly clergy who tend to get visibility, airtime, who tend to be on the radio and so on, working with them, encouraging them to communicate messages of tolerance and peaceful coexistence rather than engaging in hate speech and whipping up violence.
The Interfaith Mediation Center has felt the impact of Boko Haram. Boko Haram's well-known attacks have been against Western education. However, the group has also made its political goal to create an Islamic state. Borno State, a state where the IMC is supposed to be working, is currently at the heart of Boko Haram's insurgency. There, the terrorist group controls roughly 70% of the state. Baga, a town in Borno, was the site of the January 2015 massacre of an estimated 2,000 people. Even though the IMC's ability to work has been hindered, according to Dr. Q, the Early Warning Network has been able to provide updates on and alerts about the situation.
It's been increasingly difficult to work with these local partners. The cell phone lines are down because Boko Haram attacks them in order to stop those sorts of communications. And then, with the military presence in the area, also makes movement very, very difficult. So many of the members of our networks have not been able to conduct the sort of peace activities that we're able to do in other states. Nonetheless, they are still, trying to do what they can in the limited, areas of operation that they have. And they're also certainly contributing to the early warning network as well. And we're getting, at least a regular reports on what the situation is like and trying to, alert other actors in the networks to see what they can do, whatever they can.
On a broader level, it is critical to realize the impact religion and ethnicity have on Nigerian society, particularly in politics. Over the past 20 years, the religious divide between North and South has led to a growing division in Nigerian politics. According to Dr. Weitzman, in the wake of this month's election, there has been increasing agitation and violence across religious lines.
There is a sort of a power-sharing agreement, and I'm not quite sure how formalized this has ever been made, but there's a power-sharing agreement that there should be two terms of a Christian president and two terms of a Muslim president. And the current president Goodluck Jonathan, took power in the midst of a term when his predecessor had to step down. And so Jonathan has served a term and a half, essentially, and his supporters believe that under that situation, he should be entitled to a second full term. And the other side feels that he's already had his two terms and should not be running again.
Dr. Darren Q agrees and feels that in some ways, the politics of the moment, the intense struggle between the opposition and the People's Democratic Party, is more important than the Boko Haram insurgency.
That struggle is happening in all 36 states of the Federation and certainly has the potential of exacerbating religious divides all across the nation. And the next month with elections in February is going to be very volatile. And so IMC and its networks are definitely scrambling to try to get as much sort of support in place so that as things continue to heat up, they can do their best to try to diffuse these tensions, at least in the neighborhoods where they're active.
A continual problem in Nigeria is the fairness of its elections. Dr. Q believes that if it was a fair and free election, then the opposition would definitely be favored, but given the political climate, that is not likely to happen. However, he notes that the opposition is planning to take a different response this time around.
However, the opposition has said that this time around it's not going to take things to the courts, it's going to take them to the street. It may be enough to ensure an opposition victory. But I would say I'd put the chances at 50-50 at this point. But note that kind of people power action is certain to be highly unstable, could lead to violence in the streets, and could be a really difficult period. So we're all sort of holding our breath to see how things go.
While it is critical to focus on Boko Haram's horrific attacks and spreading campaign, little is being said about an underlying problem in Nigeria, the religious divide. Looking forward, Dr. Eben Weitzman brings up an interesting point. He wonders and expresses concern over whether people have diverted a sense of urgency from the interfaith problem to the Boko Haram problem. As we get closer to this month's election and votes are cast, we will see to what degree religion and politics interact to create growing violence in Nigeria, in addition to Boko Haram's violent rampages. For War News Radio, I'm Sabrina Merrill.